so most of you probably already know me, but if you're new or forgotten my name, I'm Abigail. I'm 18, I'm coming 19 in April, which is pretty scary. If you're younger and you're looking to grow up, don't. It's not that fun. But I've been coming to the store for about 3 years now. It's actually Bethany who introduced me to it, and I've loved it. It's brilliant. Yeah, I was born in the Royal Hospital and spent quite a long time there, as some of you know. I was born and there was a few things wrong with me which led to a series of operations and stuff. And with being so young, I didn't really understand it. And I remember whenever I was probably about 7 or 8, I asked my parents about it, and I just sort of asked them, you know, what it was that was wrong, and like, just how it was for them. And I remember asking them about it, and they just told me that it was quite difficult, but there was a poem they used to read, and you probably know it, but it's Footprints in the Sand, and it goes, one night I dreamed a dream. As I was walking along the beach with my Lord, across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one to my Lord. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. I noticed that in many times along the path of my life, especially in the very lowest and saddest times, there was only one set of footprints. This really troubled me, so I asked the Lord about it. He said, Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the saddest and most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why. Why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. And the Lord said, my precious child, I love you and will never leave you, never ever during your trials and tests and testings. When you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. And it really helped them, because even when they thought maybe there was no one with them and that they were completely alone, that the Lord was with them. And even whenever I asked them about this, that stuck with me a lot through life. And it's really important to just remember that He is always there for you. And when you think there's no one, He will always be there to carry you. I've been attending Crossgar Free Presbyterian Church as I grew up, and I've been there my whole life. I attended Sunday school there. Johnny took me for a couple of years off it. I remember very vividly. I remember whenever we'd done the shorter catechism with him, it was, he used to, because they were really long and stuff, he used to say to us, if we can complete the whole bit by Sunday morning, he would give us a brand new crisp fiver. And we thought, oh, he's not going to actually do it, but he actually did. So that was good. I remember Sharon took me when I was younger, and I remember that really vividly as well, down in the little room. But yeah, I attended the children's meeting growing up, and I went to the Wednesday night meetings as I got older. And I always knew that I needed saved, and I always knew growing up what it was to be a Christian, that I needed that in my life. So whenever I was 6, I think. I remember coming home one Saturday and from shopping with my family, and I said to my parents, I am ready, I know what I need to do. And they sat me down in my room and they told me what I need to do, and I came to the Lord's that night. And I remember it so well, because it really does change your life. Even whenever I was so young, I understood it, and it really does. From that moment on, I just knew that I'd always have Him there with me. And it's really true. I mean, growing up in primary school and especially high school, it's really difficult being a Christian, but knowing that you have Him there, it's so important, and it's so good to know that He is there, that He'll never leave you. High school is a big thing for Christians. It's a lot more scarier than high school or than primary school. Primary school people are a lot more accepting of you, but in high school it's kind of slightly different. And I remember one time, I think I was second year, and this girl came up to me and she said, I've noticed you never swear, you never talk about going out or anything. And I was like, yeah, I don't swear or anything. And she's like, are you a Christian? And I said, yeah, I am. And I remember being quite nervous because I didn't know what her reaction would be. But she said to me, "Is it not really boring?" And I could have been like, "Yeah, it is," just to act cool and stuff. So I was like, "No, it's not. Why would you think it's boring?" But even doing that, I mean, that one person noticed just from me not swearing that I am a Christian. And it's so important to not fall into the way the high school is, to not look like blend in with everyone, because it's so easily done. But that one person now knows I don't think it's boring to be a Christian. I like it, I enjoy it, it's my choice. And that's quite important, because even I didn't testify or anything, but she's going away thinking, oh, maybe it isn't what everyone thinks it is. And yeah, it's really important to do that. But yeah, my advice would just be to just keep to your faith and know that God is always there with you, and even when you think he's not, he really, really is. He's helped me a lot through my life, and he does help, and a lot of people will try and put you down and try and say that it's not real or that your faith is false, but you have to know in your heart that it is true, and that you know that you're right, and that he's always there with you.